Readout's activity today happened without warning after a lull yesterday when the Alaska Volcano Observatory lowered the volcano's alert level. Stephanie Prejean is an AVO geophysicist. She says that's exactly what scientists anticipated. She says once a volcano is erupting, they don't need to make any noise as they send up magma.
At this point, we have a wide open system. And so for the rest of the eruption, we don't expect to see short-term warning. We can have these kind of large eruptions pretty much at any time.
Prejean says the explosions today likely came from deep within Readout, as if the volcano was shooting molten rock from the barrel of a gun. The largest explosion this morning lasted about 9 minutes. Prejean says the ash plume was the highest generated so far by the volcano, but that doesn't mean it was the biggest explosion.
It's not necessarily the largest in terms of ash output, because its duration was pretty short compared to some of what we saw on Sunday night and Monday morning.
During the 1989 eruption of Readout, explosion events lasted as long as 40 minutes and created much larger ash clouds. Prejean says Anchorage has so far been lucky to avoid ashfall, but airline passengers have been seriously inconvenienced by the explosions. Alaska Airlines and Penn Air canceled all of their flights in and out of Anchorage this afternoon. Both hope to resume operating in the morning. Era Aviation was still sending flights to Fairbanks, but shut down everything heading south. The company's vice president, Mike Lenormand, described the scene earlier at the Anchorage airport.
Well, it's interesting. You look across the ramp from our building, and frankly, there's only one airplane that I can see on the ground. After the eruption, many carriers and most carriers, it appears, have left the airport and have either relocated their aircraft into hangars or physically flown them out to airports where ash won't fall on the aircraft and affect them.
Scientists say Readout's activity generated a new lahar today, or muddy flow on the volcano. AVO's Stephanie Prejean says heat from the explosions melts the ice covering Readout, and then the water takes off down a drainage, picking up dirt, rocks, and trees as it chugs along.
Lahars they can't really be thought of as like a water flood. Because they're much more dense. It's more like concrete in a way, because they have all of this rock and soil and other things entrained in them.
State and federal agencies are closely watching the lahars because the Drift River oil terminal sits at the base of the volcano. Coast Guard spokeswoman Sarah Francis says no one has yet been able to assess any potential damage from the recent explosions. But officials are optimistic the containment systems will hold, especially since tanks at the terminal survived the eruption 20 years ago.
We also saw mud flows in and around the tank farm, but we didn't see any release of any product during that period. So we're fairly confident that with that information, as well as the enhanced and armored dike system that exists now, we're in fairly good shape.
The tanks are currently holding 148,000 barrels of crude oil. The Alaska Volcano Observatory says volcanic tremor increased on Readout again today, beginning just after 3 p.m.